Working Committee on Disability to respond.
是。Distinguished members, I'm Song Ge from State Council Working Committee on Disabilities. I'll answer the question raised by Madame Tong Kui concerning protection of disabled children. The boy was named Count Yan Cheng. He lived in Hubei province and had severe cerebral palsy. His death saddened all of the country. As a disabled person, I can feel the suffering of his family. There was an actual reason of objective situation at that time. That was in January 2020, at the beginning of the outbreak, and the local authorities lacked experience for controlling the disease. Hubei province was the first province in China to have this outbreak. But the fundamental reason lies in the inadequate measures of local government. Afterwards, several government officials were held responsible, and the family of the boy was paid economic compensation. Afterwards, the Chinese government took the following measures. In January, on the 14th of March 2020, the central government issued the working plan for protection of children in the pandemic. According to this plan, if the parents of children have to be quarantined, or if they are medical staff have to participate in disease control work, as a result, their children lack care, then the governments at different levels take care of the children. Second, the government issued two guidelines. First, a guideline on the self-protection for disabled people to guide them to better provide protection for themselves. Second is the guideline for social support for disabled people to guide the disabled people's organizations and institutions to provide effective social support. I have read the two guidelines. I feel they reflect the need of disabled people and are very pertinent. Thirdly, in May 2020, China adopted civil code. In its Article 34, it stipulates in emergency situation, if children and disabled people have nobody to take care of them, the community or civil affairs department should take care of them temporarily. Fourthly, China is revising the law on the prevention of infectious disease and law on emergencies. Experiences and lessons have been reflected. After that incident, we had one policy, two guidelines, and modified three laws to strengthen protection of disabled people in emergency. The Chinese government is willing to cooperate more closely with different governments, disabled people's organizations, social organizations, to better protect disabled people in pandemic.